Alex, your mission was to sort your corner of the forest out today, and you've done it.
Yeah, not in the manner in which we'd hoped, if I'm being honest. You know, I think we had more than enough chances to win the game, much more comfortably than we did. But to be honest, it probably sums our season up in certain ways. One, in the fact that we find a really difficult way of doing it, and two, that we've missed probably too many opportunities if we really want to be a top team at this level. You know, if you look at, I think we missed 4 1-on-1s. Do you know what I mean? Which at this level isn't going to get you where you want to go.
But having gone down to 10 men, they were a credit. They really stuck at it and gave the extra bit.
Yeah, and they always do that. You know, they're a great squad, and I'll be honest with you, I've been really privileged to coach them this year, and I've thoroughly enjoyed my year with them. I mean, they've done great, and there's so much more for them going forward. You know, we finished in 73 points this year. 75 and above generally gets you into the playoffs normally in a normal year. So we're not far away, you know, and I think that we'll certainly get improvement to make, but with the heart, desire, effort, the quality, I mean, we've got a lot of young lads in there as well. I think they've had a fantastic season.
Yeah, you just said it, they are a young group, and there's improvement in all of them, isn't there?
Yeah, there is, but as always, as a coach, as a fan, we want it just now. I mean, as we can see today, there was a couple of wee bits and pieces we need to do better. We need to be more clinical. And I think even in the sort of passage of the game, we're trying to work the ball out for the back, it wasn't really working. I think we then need to identify that a bit earlier, start to turn the ball a bit more and open the pitch up. And listen, we did that. We created the best chances. We won the game. And they've done great. They really have.
Did they manage to keep the disappointment away in that Derby had got their goals early on and always looked as though we were going to go on a win?
We consciously did not make them aware of anything that was going on. I mean, I'll be honest with you, until we went down to 10 men, I didn't know what was going on myself. So I turned around after we went to 10 men because I needed to think in my head how I was then going to plan my 10 men. Do you know what I mean? Whether to put more behind the ball or keep two up front. The fact that they were winning, I think, comfortably, I think it was 3-0 at the time, led me then to keep two up front and go a middle three rather than a 4-4-1.
Any complaints about the double yellow for Billy Bowden?
It's a bit soft, isn't it? I mean, I've seen them given, not given. I think that's something Billy needs to learn from, and the fact that I think the one that I'm not happy with is probably the first one, because I don't think they've seen it, because the linesman doesn't give the goal or not give the goal. He doesn't give a free kick by any means. The referee gives the goal automatically. He doesn't look as if he's got anything, and I think the reaction of the bottom players then leads them to believe that obviously something's happened. I'm standing next to the fourth official, so I know he's not said anything, and the linesman looked really unsure, but because of the way Button reacted, automatically he's then given a foul and then given a booking off the back yet. And then the second one, it's hard to say whether there's contact or not. I mean, when you're driving in the box, you go down. It's disappointing for us and for him. It's certainly something he needs to improve on and sort of learn from, really.
And then Burton equalise, and you're facing a full half hour with 10, but they really stuck by each other.
Yeah, listen, we didn't sit behind the ball. I mean, we've done that on certain occasions this year, because the likes of Wolves, the likes of Brentford, they move the ball really well. I mean, and if you come out and try and hunt it, they're going to pick you off. No disrespect to Button, but they're much more direct, and I don't think that they've got as many sort of technical players that are going to drop into pockets and hurt you. So I think it allows us to keep more players higher up the pitch, and then hopefully if they do overcommit, we can then punish them, and that's exactly what happened.
A stoppage time winner will send the fans and maybe yourself into summer on the front foot, ready for next time.
Yeah, I think that regardless what happened today, what we can do is reflect over the season, be frustrated with some parts that have meant that we have come up short, but also be sort of thankful and look back with a lot of pride in what we've managed to achieve this year, because we played against some really, really good teams. I mean, you look at some of the money that's been spent in squads this year, and our lads have come up, a lot of them have not played at this level and more than held their own. I mean, I think they've done remarkably well.
So is the head teacher's report finally, good season, achieved well, can do better?
Yeah, but I think that's probably a bit too simplistic. You know, I think there's certainly elements we need to improve on, we know that. But what we've got to understand is, it really is a new team. I know a lot of people say that this is a squad that Simon had, but a lot of the players that played today weren't here really when Simon was here. I mean, it's Sean Maguire, Josh Harrop, even Ben Davies never played. Do you know what I mean? Declan Rudge just came in as well, Darnell Fisher. So if you look at a lot of the squad, there is certain, obviously, mainstays that were here before, but this is largely a new team. To a certain extent, I mean, certainly a lot of the younger boys, because Tom Barkhazen was only here for 6 months, but how much they've developed over that period I think has been excellent, And what we need is we need to then go and push it on again, and we need to try if we can and improve the squad again as well by bolstering numbers.
Holiday booked?
Holiday was always booked, because I can assure you, as a manager over a long, hard season, you need a break. I need to sort of try and switch off my brain for a wee bit and go and relax.